What's up, bitches? Welcome to Listen Bitch Podcast with your host, Brandon motherfucking Lynette. Hello. It is fucking Monday, bitches. And I don't know where that shit came from because I feel like it came super fast. So I'm sure you're feeling the same way of just like, what the fuck happened to the weekend? I am going to say today's my Sunday, right? Like it's Sunday for me. My husband totally sabotaged my shit and we went out for a mommy daddy day date. Very early today, and it included cocktails. So by 3 p.m. today, I was like, dude, I'm ready for bed. Like, I just need to go home, tuck myself in, fuck the world. We are done. But here I am. Here I am, committed and devoted to you, just because I know today's an important conversation. So I want to talk about confidence this week. I built up a lot last week about the things that are going to create the groundwork for this. And I've got a couple messages. And by a couple, I wish I could be like, I have like six or seven messages, bitch. I have two messages, and I'm fucking grateful for that. Okay. I know some people are like, oh my God, only two messages? People only reached out to you twice this week, but they were valid fucking questions. So we're going to talk about that. And then I'm going to help you to, understand that personal development starts at home. Okay. Like you don't have to go places. You don't have to do the things. Like all of this can be done at home. And I'm going to show you how. We're going to talk about it. But we're also going to talk about Mushroom Monday
Because it is Microdose Monday, and I'm super fucking excited because the first thing when I wake up on Monday morning, I take a dose of mushrooms. And I'm very fucking excited because I'm seeing new areas in Michigan opening up where it's legal. And that makes me fucking happy because
everyone needs to be microdosing. That's it. That's all there is to it.
the benefits far outweigh anything that anyone could argue against for them not being legalized,
okay? Even if they want to monitor like how much you can take and all the things, like
it needs to be accessible. And a few more places opened up in Michigan.
So if you are here with me, bitch,
There are a lot of places where it's safe.
and I'm super happy to say that I've got baby sprouting.
Sprouting. And it's fucking crazy because I'm gonna tell you guys the mushrooms that I have that are coming through right now. My husband actually listened to a podcast of a couple that microdoses, takes mushrooms, grows mushrooms. They do all the things. And I forgot where they're from. I think like Arizona or something, where it's super fucking legal. And the mushrooms we have, this guy took his normal
Dose?
no, actually he took less than like an actual hero's dose, okay?
So you're looking at
to dose on shrooms, like to have a psychedelic
experience. You're looking at, I mean, people take anywhere from 5 milligrams to fucking 30 milligrams. And there are some hardcore people out there that are going to be like, oh my God, 30 milligrams, that's a bitch's dose, right? Like they're going to think that's fucking weak sauce. I get it. I get it. Okay. You've got some big balls. Not all of us are ready to go through that experience. Like I don't even know
that there would ever be a
point where I would take 5 milligrams. Okay. So anyway, this guy does just his regular, like he did 2 or 3 milligrams, I think, and got super fucked up. Like he was tripping balls, just expected a microdose just to try it out. And the strain was so particularly strong. Like he was completely fucked. Like he was so fucked up. And it was just a random ass chance that my husband found this podcast. Okay. Nothing we were looking for. I would have never thought that some mushrooms could fuck you up more than others. But it's possible.
So the strain that we have is fucking insane.
So I normally take a quarter to a half gram. A half a gram is kind of a lot for me most times. Okay. So I'm more of like,
I'm so comfortable in the quarter. Like I took Friday, I microdosed and I had to go to work. I definitely was a little nervous because I took a little more than half a gram. Probably 3/4 of a gram is what I took, and I was not okay. I was like, this is, I would blink and I'm seeing trails in my eyes. And it definitely was a point where my anxiety was on a borderline of like, we're gonna freak the fuck out because we don't feel normal. And that's the same thing that happens to me if I'm on anything that makes me feel like an out-of-body experience where I'm just kind of like, this is not me. So if I smoke weed, this is what happens. My anxiety goes to high alert because I'm like, fuck this. radar, radar, red alert. We're not normal. Like something is happening and we're not having a great time. I don't like the body high. Okay. I don't like my body to feel all crazy. I focus intentionally every day for my body to feel good and healthy and secure. And like, I go through everything, like my heartbeat, my lungs, like I do a full ass fucking body check. And so when I take something that interferes with that, I freak the fuck out. Cause I'm like, I'm not in control anymore. This doesn't feel safe to me. And I just freak the fuck out. So if you guys are new to the podcast, listen, bitch, make sure you subscribe. I don't charge. I don't, you know, make you listen to commercials. I don't do the thing. Bitch, I'm winging it. You could see this is the most, like, we don't get any fancy intro song. No one's editing this. It is just literally a one take shot and we're fucking done. So if you're new here, thank you for that. And thank you for your patience of knowing that done is the new perfect, because I just want to get this message out. Not just the microdosing, but this is kind of like my, you know, manic Monday where I get to talk about everything. So we're going to talk about a few things and I'm even going to do a movie review today. Okay. We're going to get into that too. That's probably what you saw in the title, the movie review. I'm super fucking excited to talk about that because I had no idea. My oldest son just doesn't want to go to the movies anymore. He's just kind of anything we see, like the superhero things, most of my kids are into that. So I go to all these movies and I genuinely, it takes a lot for me to not like a movie. That's the truth. It takes a lot because I just like it. I like escaping in the story. But it also takes a lot for me to genuinely like emotionally respond to the movies, like where I'm laughing out loud and doing all the things. And I want to tell you guys, this was not the experience I expected. So we're going to talk about that too. And when you hear the movie, you're going to be like, what the fuck, B? Okay. And then you're going to watch it and probably just be like, okay, she's off her fucking rails, but it's fine. It's fine. Cause I'm very confident in what's enjoyable for me and what entertains me. So that's it. I just share what I love. And if you like that, that's cool. You're here for it. But let's talk about some of the benefits of microdosing in case you're new here. I do this episode every Monday. I microdose 2 to 4 times a week, depending on my schedule. And it has helped me personally with things like do we have to label shit? That's what makes it so hard for me to talk about this stuff, because I really don't have to say ADHD and all the things. I say I have a very beautiful mind. It's highly, you know, intelligent, and it's just fucking savage. My brain is savage. It just works like a psycho and never wants to take a break. Mushrooms help me with that. So it helps, you know, the symptoms, we'll say that.
The symptoms of ADHD.
Absolutely anxiety, you know, and if we're talking about anxiety, I literally was at a stoplight with my son in the car, a car full of groceries, and I had to roll all the windows down in my car because I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, I am full-fledged in a panic attack at a stoplight waiting for my green arrow to turn. And he was like, Mom, it's freezing outside. Why are you rolling down the windows? Because I'm weird, son. It's okay. It's the anxiety. We keep it at bay. But
it has become a lot more manageable and less debilitating every time I'm fully committed to the microdosing. Okay.
The truth is, I like the mushrooms aren't going to take control of my brain and make the decisions. And part of that experience with anxiety is that we're worried about things outside of our control, you know? And so I was worried about like just my husband, what we were going to do, where we were going to go, what I was going to do with the kids, where these packages are coming from. Like all my Christmas shopping is done, but I still have the anxiety of like getting everything in on time, getting it wrapped on time and making sure everything is squared away. So I'm totally worried about stuff outside of my control. I take responsibility for that. Mushrooms aren't going to change that, but absolutely me going balls to the wall in a flare up, or I'm curled up in a ball and I can't function, mushrooms have saved me from that. Something I've recently learned just in our journey of being able to grow the mushrooms and do the things, if you are in that journey of growing them, I want to make sure that you know that the water weight in fresh mushrooms is definitely going to change the outcome, because your fresh mushrooms 100% more potent than the dried mushrooms.
So it's really important that either you dry it out, or maybe you take your wet mushrooms, your fresh mushrooms, and understand that water weight is counting for part of that. And understand you probably need to cut down to even just half of what you're ideally wanting to take. So, and it's a tricky situation. I mean, everybody's going to be different, but you have to take that first dose to be able to navigate what's good for you. And that's the same thing. Like, you know, if you want to have an intense experience, you need to build up to that because it gives you that. I'm not there yet. Okay. I know a lot of people call it the hero's dose. This is when you're going to hallucinate and just like you lose all control. Basically, your ego fucking dies. Like, this is like death to the ego. Okay. But it's super important that you acclimate to the effects of psilocybin at the low doses. So I would start with like a gram, and then maybe next week do a gram and a half, and then go to two. And then you can just learn to experience like what happens. Because I think from what I've heard people talk about, because I've not done the hero's dose, the warm, tingly feeling that I get when I microdose, and usually it's just an initial feeling, it doesn't last unless I take too much, and then it does. And that's the body high I'm talking about. You just get this warm, tingly sensation, and then everything in your life is heightened. Like colors are brighter, things stand out more. And I encourage you to do this and experience nature. A thing for me that makes me really uncomfortable is like when I microdose and I'm working in my office. Okay. I don't have a great time. My anxiety actually kind of heightens and I get fidgety and I just want to be outside. So it's super important that you give yourself that time to experience nature. Whatever dose of mushrooms that you choose to take, it's important that you're out there.